Listen, to mind your own damn business whilst ran COVID snitch line. By Joel B. Polak on August 9, 2024. Minnesota Governor Tom Walz has been repeating the line mind your own damn business on the campaign trail, referring to abortion. But Walz, who believes that socialism is another word for neighborliness, set up a snitch line during the coronavirus pandemic, encouraging people to inform on their neighbors if they were violating his draconian stay-at-home orders, as he abused his emergency powers. Samples of the audio have been preserved. Actual phone recording of Tim Walz's Orwellian COVID snitch hotline. Even more shocking, Minnesota Governor Walz kept the hotline operational till June 2022 for reasons that remain unanswered. HT at Cicero underscore MN, pic.twitter.com/p8ditfrz. Shabria, at Shivane Shabria, August 6, 2024. Throwback, Tim Walz kept his snitch lineup, even until June of 22 when I ran for LT. Governor. Glad he's finally getting some scrutiny. pic.twitter.com/nnbfklk2ui. Matt Burke, at Burke Matt, August 8, 2024. Far from mind your own damn business, Walz encouraged Minnesota residents to turn each other in, like East German Stasi agents. A few excerpts from Walz's COVID snitch line, just in case you forgot how insane that was. pic.twitter.com/xenperp.ao. Nick Majerus, at Nch Majerus, August 6, 2024. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis noted the difference between how Florida treated people, and how Minnesota treated people. Holy SHT. Walz didn't mind his own damn business at Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis absolutely roasts at Tim underscore Walz on his COVID snitch line while casually handing out an $8 million grant for Miami's brand new international soccer stadium and tourist district. pic.twitter.com/sip0xcr4lo. Mata, at Mata, August 8, 2024. Why did you set up a snitch hotline for neighbors to report on their neighbors for violating your draconian COVID restrictions? DeSantis asked. That's not minding your own damn business, that's government overreach. DeSantis noted that Walz also imposed vaccine mandates on state employees, arguably violating constitutional rights to privacy. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.